Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Laura Mora.
I'm Jasmine Brand.
I'm Sexy Red.
You know how it go, hey. Yes. What's up? First of all, you look amazing.
Thank you.
And we are so glad. You are like the perfect lip service guest.
Yes.
We can't wait.
But, and just for a full disclosure, in New York right now, I don't know when this is going to come out, I guess next week, but there is disgusting in the city, like breathing. I've been coughing. I got a headache.
Yeah, man. The air quality is awful.
It's terrible. The air quality is probably the worst it's been in years because of these forest fires in Canada.
Yeah. I kind of feel, I was like outside, like, is this a government conspiracy?
It give me 9/11 vibes.
Right. That's what I thought.
Is y'all getting 9/11 vibes?
I am saying, yes.
Walking outside, yes. It's just scary.
And I can't believe that the air would go all the way from Canada to here like this. Yeah. Like, I've never seen anything. We've lived through a lot of things.
It's so thick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's bad.
But Sexy Red, all this to say, you are a trooper.
She's still here. Trooper's still coming through. You're
risking your life to come. Get some work done. But you do have a project, and we did get a chance to preview it. But let's talk Sexy Red for a second, because, I mean, you have one of the catchiest songs of the year. I don't care. Like, and I feel like guys get kind of mad.
Yeah, they do.
Like, my son need a new peppy. They be like, wait, that's fucked up.
They on the same side.
But sometimes your baby do need a new peppy. Yeah.
Right.
It's real shit.
She's just saying what we be thinking.
Listen, when I listen, we got a preview of your new project. And when I was listening to it, my first response was, she's saying all the real shit the hoes want to say, but too scared to say it.
Exactly. I mean, that's why the niggas don't fuck with me, because they like, why is she talking like that's what we are. The girls know. That's why I say, if you know, you know. It's not for the niggas.
And it's like, because it's traumatic for them, because some of them have been through that.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they're like, damn.
They're like, what?
Because you know, the first thing a woman going to say when you're not handling them, like, okay, that's why somebody else going to raise your son.
Period. You know what? I'm looking
for. That part. Not raise your son.
That shit hurt, too.
Ooh, you going to have your next man call your son. Let your dad call the next man, Peppy.
Yeah.
But what I love about that song is that you said it was a freestyle, and you don't normally freestyle in the studio, but this was something different that you did, and it really worked out.
It did. Really was.
It did. Yes. Shockingly. I'm still shocked about the shit. I don't know why.
And this was all because your ex cheated on you.
How I started rapping?
Yeah.
Tell
and
us about
was
that.
Right? This is
I wasn't even going to be no rapper, but he just made me so mad. I'm like, I'm finna write a diss song about his ass.
And it came out hard.
And so what was you saying?
Like, I don't even remember, because it was years ago, but I was just calling him dirty, him and the girl. Like, I was saying, bitch, you wearing your friend clothes. Like, I was saying all shit. I was saying real shit, but I made it all come together in rhyme. And they was like, Oh, this actually hard though.
When the talent is pure, it always works out.
Can't deny it, baby.
I like when you could turn like a negative into a positive, right?
Or a negative into a bag.
Yeah, turn a negative into a bag.
Because I sure wasn't even going to start rapping, but I'm glad he did what he did.
Did you stay with him after that though?
Of course. Don't try to stay with y'all cheaters.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We have.
But we check out, though.
You stay while it's convenient.
I mean, all these niggas going to cheat, right? Yes or no? All of them some cheaters. Y'all had faithful niggas before? See, it took y'all too long to answer.
I think I had one. And I'm still like,
I've had one who I don't know if he cheated or not, possible. Which means he's faithful.
Yeah. Yeah, if you don't know, it's, yeah, he didn't, if you don't know.
Yeah. I never had a girl call me, and I was with him for years, and I've never had anybody call. When I was with him, I never had issues. Like, yeah, that's the only time.
Did you go through his phone?
No, I did not. But he will always answer it if I was there. It was never any issues. He'll be, you know, look at this. Like,
so
I never...
let me ask you a question while we're talking about cheating. if your man was sending sexually explicit DMs to someone on Instagram and you found out, would you consider that cheating?
Yes, that is cheating.
I just told on someone in my DMs.
You told on him?
I screenshotted and sent it to his wife.
Oh, what? Shit.
Did you know her?
I don't know neither one of them, but here's the thing.
Look what your man out here doing, girl.
Because he was in my DMs saying like, oh, I'll fuck the shit out of you, right? So this was like 2 months ago, so I ignored it. But his picture is him and his woman, and when I clicked on his profile, he got the married emoji with the hearts,
like,
and everything
he happy about
and her at. So I ignored the first one, but then a couple weeks later, maybe a month or so later, it's another DM that said, I want to fuck you. Point blank, I wanna fuck you. So I screenshotted and sent it to his woman, and I said, "Yo, man is disrespectful."
Yeah.
And so she hit me back and talking about, he said that he ain't say that. Girl, you a dummy.
He didn't say it. He wrote it.
And then, I don't know, whatever, me and her, I was like, listen, I was going to ignore the first one, but when he came back with the second round, I felt like you need to know that your man out here being
reckless.
Yeah,
this is what he doing.
Oh, girl, I appreciate you, whatever. And then there's another message from him like, I apologize for being disrespectful. I would never cheat on my wife. Yeah, I.
No, he did not.
Not he lying.
I mean, she I would want to know.
If you know, she told him to write that.
And so that's why I said something, because I would want to know.
How did you catch your man cheating?
I be going through phones. Niggas be dumb anyway. Like, you could see the message. Sometimes the messages just pop up out of nowhere, and I was getting signs, and you get intuitions.
Yep.
Too.
Oh, absolutely.
So I had an intuition.
So you went through his phone, and what did you see?
All kind of shit, man.
Pictures.
Yes. It wasn't messages. Even one. It wasn't even just one bitch. You know, it'd be multiple.
It'd be multiple.
That would make me feel better. Multiple make me feel better. Yeah.
But it was one girl. She was the main one, though. Mm-hmm. You could tell she was the main bitch.
Like, that would bothered me. The one.
That wouldn't bother me. But other bitches, I'm like, it's hella others of y'all. Y'all don't even know I'm dealing with this one over here.
So you know, you still with him now?
Mm-mm. It's my baby daddy.
Okay. Oh. Fair enough. Yeah. Your son need a new pappy.
My son need a new pappy.
Now, I got to ask you this. All right. So, of course, and we're going to get into more music, but we can't not talk about Pound Town.
Right.
So, my booty hole brown. You don't bleach your asshole or nothing?
It's just brown. I'm brown.
You know, people do that. Yeah. I don't know what my asshole looks like.
Intimate bleaching.
Okay, so since I'm brown, what color would it be?
I mean, it would still be brown.
Yeah, I'm yellow, and mine is brown.
Mine too.
Me too.
Yeah.
I mean,
are white girls brown? Are white
girls brown? I don't know. My asshole is totally pink on the inside.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, though. That's exactly what I'm talking about. When you open it up,
yeah,
it's pink.
Pretty pink, too.
How did you and Suki Hana get so tight?
I guess she was fucking with me because, like, this was before we had did a song. This one I was just low key. She used to be like, this my little sis just tagging me or sharing my music. She next, like she hard. And then that's how, later down the line, I'm like, bitch, I'm in Miami, where you at? And we just linked up. But this was years later. And then we linked, we instantly clicked.
Real recognize real.
Right.
Yeah, we instantly clicked. We like the same person. Like,
and that's great.
We be on bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because y'all and Ellie Chopper together, that was a vibe.
We literally is like the same, like twin. We be on bullshit.
Yeah, like twin flames.
I like people that I meet, and they like, I know they not gonna judge. They be on the same exact type of time as me. Like,
now we talk about men cheating. Have you cheated?
Of course.
Okay.
What was your reason?
He cheated on me. Cheat I don't back. Cheat just to cheat. Yeah. But if I see I'm getting cheated on, I'm not getting respected, then
I'm
why should I keep being a sucker?
That part.
Did you get caught?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, what happened? He went through your phone?
This is bad.
Yes. I remember one time I was cheating and I had a video on my phone, a sex tape. We was going through it for months at that time.
Girl, that was a dagger through the heart for his ass, girl. Yes. And you know he had to watch that.
He was hurt, y'all.
You think he watched the whole thing?
He watched it over and over. I knew he was over there watching something on his phone.
He'd
look at me and just be like,
that's like Ozark. I don't know if you watch Ozark.
I was like, what you looking at in your phone? And I knew I was hiding something. So I'm like, did he get a hold of my phone?
Yes, he did.
He's just looking like,
disgusted. Oh, like, bitch, man. How dare you?
I'm like, what you looking at?
Just shake his head.
Showing out on the video too? Like,
yeah.
You was doing it. And that's what made him mad, because you was enjoying that dick.
Yeah, I was turned.
He hated. What's the other guy's dick
like,
bigger?
He turned up like, yeah,
man. Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Did he stay with you?
He was devastated.
He stayed with you after?
For a little bit.
Yeah, he still was fucking with me.
Yeah.
Because niggas know they be doing stuff too. Exactly. So how you going to be mad when I finally slip up from after you did all the stuff you done did too?
All the shit you done did. But you know it's over then, because a guy is never going to, he's seen you having sex. He's never going to forget that.
Yes, he always bring it up. I'm like, you never getting over this, but it's here. He don't bring it up no more.
And what else is great is you got Juicy J on the album. And I remember you did Slob on My Cat.
Yeah,
that's dope that you were able to like. Mm-hmm. So how did Juicy J and you link up? Because I know that's a natural link up too. But
well, we met on Instagram for real, because that's how everybody meet nowadays anyway. Mm-hmm. He was fucking with my music because you know people was tagging me and sharing all my shit, and then motherfuckers start coming to my page like, "Oh, okay, you is hard and stuff." And I'm like, "Juicy, I've been fucking with you, like, yes, he's the inspiration."
Yeah, because you didn't OD with the features on the album, so that's a, it seemed like a special one.
Nah, I don't even really be doing features like that. Like, I fuck with, I don't know. I can't explain it. I don't really be doing features like that, though. But if I do a feature, that means we really locked in, like, I fuck with you. Like, right. I don't care how much money, you can say I got 100,000, I'll do a feature. I'm not really pressed, like.
I'll be like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't be even doing it. I'll be like, nah.
Well, how has life changed for you now?
Drastically. Drastically. Mm-hmm. It changed quick, though. Because I was just at home with my son, like, being a single parent. You know, just being
just
a mom.
Regular life.
Yeah. I was rapping still.
Here, there, everywhere.
Yeah. Like, I just dropped that one good song, and now.
And the bag won't stop coming.
It's just crazy.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then Nicki Minaj reached out, and I know you probably had to hold that for a minute.
Yeah, I did. They like, don't tell nobody. Don't talk about it. I'm like, I'm not.
So talk to us about that, like, first initial contact and the process of you even having Nicki Minaj on the Pound Town, too.
Well, we know we know the same people. Mm-hmm. So they had linked us up because they like, it's the new girl rapper. Everybody talking about, I think you will like her, like, you know. So then we had met, they linked us up in LA, and then it just went from there. She was cool.
I'm glad that we did this interview now after that came out too, so we could
talk about it.
Because you know, you can't talk.
Yeah. I couldn't. I wasn't talking about
it. She's top secret with her stuff.
You know that. Mm-hmm. And then y'all did the live together. So talk to us about that. What was that like? Because
it was cool. Like, I'd be shy around people though. Like, when I first meet people, I'd be shy.
You did look a little shy at first.
Yeah, I was shy. I be shy all the time, but like, I opened up. Nikki, she cool though. She was giving me advice, like, in the music game, telling me, like, don't let this worry you, and, you know, stuff like that. Like what a big sister would do. Right. Like, she That's see good. A young person, younger, you know, coming in, she wanna, you know, give some guidance.
That's amazing.
I appreciated it too. Mm-hmm.
Shit, that song went to number one
right away. Mm-hmm. Immediately.
Them barbs don't play.
I know, right? They don't. They did that. They definitely did that.
Now, does your son realize how famous you are?
Yeah, he don't like you.
How old is he?
Kids be smart. He know what's going on.
They know what's going on.
He see everybody coming up to me. He see how people fanned out over his mama. He be looking at them like, get back.
Right, that's my mama.
He look at them funny like, if people walk up to me, he'll push him out. Like, he don't be with all that.
Aww.
He don't like people in my personal space.
Oh, he's protective of his mom. Mm-hmm.
Already.
He is. Ain't he, Sonny?
Now, let's talk about some of these songs. Born by the River, that's the one I said I like.
I like it too.
Yeah, with Suki. Now, that's probably the wildest song, I would say, on
really?
The album. I think so.
What do you think is the wildest song on there?
Yeah, Born by the River. It is like the craziest one.
It seemed like you probably had a lot of fun doing that one too.
Yeah. How'd you come up with that?
Shit, I don't know. We just in the studio, we heard the beat.
Just vibing.
Then, yeah, and we just was going back and forth adding to the song. Say, you should say that, or put this right there. Like, we was constructing a song together.
That's how dope. Do you respond to people? Because I was very thoroughly entertained, but I have to say we had some guys in the room and they were so mad about certain lyrics on their... Yeah, they were like, nah, this is fucked up.
But
nah,
what's
this
crazy is they could dish it, but they can't take it. Yeah. It's a new day. It's a new time. The girls are out here winning, and we talking our shit, and we don't give a fuck.
I just be saying some real shit. I don't see why. I just literally say my life, mm-hmm. my truth, and sometimes I don't even know if I'm being like, off the, you know.
Right. The tables have turned.
I don't even know when I'm saying some off the wall shit. I just be thinking I'm just talking.
Do you ever think I'm going too far?
No, because I just be saying that. What's on my mind, and then they be like, why you say that? And
I'm
like,
because you
I
wanted
say?
To.
I'm like, what I say? What was wrong with what I said?
Is that how you talk to your girls? Like, what? How,
mm-hmm. We just talk freely. Okay. Like, we just talk about all kind of crazy shit.
Have you ever said, this might be too much and that, and like took it out? Like, took a verse out or something?
Out the bar. Yeah.
Like, tell us what it was. Right. I have that to know.
No, I ain't never said no, something that I wouldn't say in a song. I be saying some off the wall.
You just swap something out that sound better or make more sense.
But right. Like, the craziest thing I ever said in the song is a lyric I said. I said, damn, this nigga burn me pussy smoking like a cig.
What the fuck?
Because I was talking about fucking a nigga, and I said, damn, the nigga burn me pussy smoking like a cig.
That's hilarious.
That was the most, but that's real shit. Like, bitches ain't gonna never admit, like, if a nigga got them before, like, yeah, he got me. He got me.
Did that really happen?
Really happened. Yeah, I got before.
Definitely not admitted on a song.
But you also had, you know, you had the makeup line gonorrhea or something was one of the. No, but I'm just saying.
All of the different.
I just be open about shit like that.
Discharge.
It's real. It's real life. They act like this shit is not going on in the world.
Yeah. Right, but women, like. It's the no sugarcoating anything about nothing for me. Like, I love it. The realness.
That's how it gotta be. That's the truth.
That's what I wanna be when I grow up.
Let's go.
Free.
So, that's how I am.
Remember old Dirty Bastard? He was like, I got burnt by gonorrhea twice.
No, I ain't never had. I had chlamydia before though twice.
Okay,
but I mean, never had
that's the most
pretty
common.
STD.
Yeah, very common.
Well, let's do a PSA right now. So, So you felt it like you was burning?
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence. Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
No, it'd be a smell.
For chlamydia?
Yeah.
And yeah. You went to the doctor and they were like...
Because this what happened. Me and my nigga was together and we broke up because he was cheating on me. So then we broke up. Then I went and did me. We missed each other, came back together.
And something wasn't right.
We both was like, what the fuck is this smell?
Oh, shit.
Like, ugh, what's going on? So we both went to the doctor. Yeah, we went to the doctor together. And then we both was like, well, you fuck two people. And he like, you fuck two people too. I'm like, well, we don't know who did it. Damn. We still don't know.
Did y'all
who
call
did
the people that y'all was with and let them know that something wasn't right?
I think I know who did it. But I'm going to blame my baby daddy, though.
Yeah, blame him.
You're going to take this charge.
Yeah.
So now, because you just
so
told
he had
him.
It, so he did have it, too.
We both had it. Yeah, I mean, he's fucking with me. We like, I'm like, did you give it to me? Because you was fucking the bitch raw, too. And I fucked the nigga raw. But shit.
But just thank God you got something you can't get rid of.
That you can't get rid of.
That you can't
get
rid
of. Sorry, that you can't get rid of.
Yeah.
And none life threatening.
Because it's gone.
Yeah.
That's
so did you learn the lesson?
Yes.
What lesson did we learn from the chlamydia?
Go to the doctor.
Don't double back wrong.
Right. One wrong thing at a time. So at least that you know what
it came from. Don't do two at a time.
You got to wrap it up with everybody else.
All right, now let's do some little fun things. Okay, let's... I don't know if anybody has watched that show, The Idol, but it's like, that's the show with The Weeknd that's on HBO. Mm-hmm. So in the first episode, right, the woman, she's a pop star. She goes viral because a picture of her leaks of nut on her face. She got nut all over her face. The picture leaks. Nobody watched it. It's The Weeknd show.
It's fake.
It just came out, right?
Yeah, it's just started.
On,
so.
On what net? What?
It's on HBO. All right, so let's just say something for you was about to leak. Let's say it was a picture or a video that you had in your phone. You think you would put it out first, or would you? What would you do in that situation if it
put it out myself instead of letting somebody else do it? Like, oh, it's already know what it is. So I
beat
just,
you to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I guess we all know that if you have video, it looks good.
Right.
Yeah.
Like if you have a video that you did, it's a video that's good. Like you did it. You knew you was doing it.
Because it was whack, you delete it, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
I would.
Do you have a lot of videos?
Of me?
Mm-hmm.
In my phone?
Mm-hmm. Or do other
or
guys have
phone?
It?
Yeah, I got videos on my phone and some niggas' phone.
There's a little bit of shit out there floating around.
Yeah, some
hopefully
shit.
Hopefully in the cloud and don't make it to the web.
I just hope it...
Yeah.
I got set out the other day, though.
What happened?
How?
A lame-ass bitch. Okay, so this is what happened. A nigga.
So boom.
You know that's gonna be a good story.
Boom. The nigga I was fucking with had a video of me and his phone some stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
This is what happened. Y'all know when y'all just at home and y'all just making a video, like y'all probably just shaved y'all coochie or something. Y'all trying to see like, is it looking cute?
Right.
You just looking at, and you look at your butt and all that. So I was sitting there on the bed doing all that and my friend was in the room too. And then he came over there in the video and was, kids started licking whatever.
Okay, as he should.
Okay, because I had said, I was looking at my coochie, I said, lick this part right here. Then he came and did it. And then I was away from him and I sent him the video. I'm like, look at this video, I just found it on my phone. So later down the line, he in the car with his ex-bitch.
Oh, damn.
Driving her shit. You know how that go.
Mm-hmm.
So they get in the car accident. He left at the scene and my shit was still in his phone. She had his phone. So the bitch calls me off his phone. She like, hello? I'm like, what's up? Bitch, you call me? What's up? Right. Then later that day, I'm not thinking nothing of it. I get on Instagram, Facebook, my coochie all over Instagram stuff.
I didn't see that.
Everywhere. It was viral.
At least it was waxing pretty.
And pretty clean, girl.
Yeah, they was like, so her coochie is pink and booty hole is brown.
That part.
But I'm like, why would that's crazy. But my page went up after that. But I'm like,
you know what?
But I say it was all kind of niggas in my inbox.
I missed it.
Yeah, I will say this, it's a true story because you can't fuck unless you eat my pussy. So, I mean,
Lick, lick, licky, yeah. Licky, licky.
You ain't lying.
Before you speak,
it's life. It's life. It's just life, y'all.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. Viral video's already out.
Yeah.
All right. Now, let's just say this happens. This was on Real Housewives of Atlanta. Let's say your friend's new man was in your DMs, but it was years ago. Would you tell her?
I don't think I would.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would. Because that kind of happened with me and my friend like a couple minutes. Like a minute back. Yeah, that happened to my friend. She was saying, do you think I should tell her? I'm like, no, I wouldn't ruin her happiness.
Right.
Especially if you don't even care about the nigga. It's old. What you gonna ruin her happiness for? Let them be happy. It's old.
Yeah. That's mature. That. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't even care about this nigga. Like, I could see if you feeling the type of way of let her be happy right now.
She never responded. Nothing happened. It was 2 years ago. She shouldn't even say nothing.
Yeah, just let them. That's lame to me because to me, everybody going to have their way with everybody. All these niggas getting passed around. So it's going to be somebody's turn, you know?
Right.
That was a storyline type move.
Yeah. I think so too.
I mean, you know what? That did happen to me before. I was, my friend started dating this guy. She brought him to dinner.
Oh, God.
But I never did nothing when he was in my, he was trying to talk to me, but it was years earlier and nothing ever happened. So I just didn't say nothing.
Yeah.
That
would have been lame to ruin somebody else. Like she happy with him. Just let him be happy.
Right. Yeah. All right. Now, what if a guy you were with didn't tell you that he was married and then you found out later, but he's separated, but he didn't tell you.
Mm.
Is that somebody you could ever trust?
No. Niggas lie every day, don't they?
Yeah.
Maybe have it be. I said, don't they?
Let the church say amen.
Maybe have it, bitches. Or
AJ once, wait.
Maybe have it, bitches.
Don't they?
These niggas, they don't care if they got a bitch. If they see something they like, they gonna go for it.
Yeah.
Then go back to their bitch at the end of the day.
Have you ever knowingly been a side piece?
To me, I'm not a side piece. I'm just fucking you.
She call it something
you
else.
Cheating on your bitch, that's on you. I don't know her.
Okay.
That's how I see it. I don't owe her no loyalty. I know you. Whatever you got going on, that's you. But me and you, this is me and you got going on type shit.
All right. Now, I could tell that you're very free with when you're and probably fun when you're dating a guy. What text could you send to a man right now to get him ready?
I can say anything.
All right. So let's just say right now after lip service, you about to go link up. What text would you send him right now?
I'm licking balls.
I was thinking I'm trying to suck that dick.
Yeah, look, I just sent a text like that the other
day. That dick, I need it in my mouth.
Yeah, let me suck that.
Do you tell guys they have a big dick even if they don't?
Yep.
I ain't lying.
I'll be like, I mean, it's cool.
I ain't gonna say nothing.
I mean, it's cool.
I say it's cool.
You be all right.
That don't sound good. I mean, it's cool.
It worked.
I say the big ones hurt.
It worked.
It worked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do.
I can't not be able to walk.
I'm like, it's perfect size. You don't try to make yourself something you're not.
That's a very good answer.
It's perfect size.
I'm gonna take that.
Perfect size.
Something you're not. Correct, right?
You know how offensive that is to a man?
You're the perfect size?
She said, don't try to make yourself something you're not.
Oh my gosh.
Because niggas be knowing they dicks ain't even big and be like, my dick hella big.
I just be.
Cause somebody
stop
be lying
to yourself.
Somebody was lying to them. That's why
they know it be little. They just be wanting her to say something. Don't, y'all know.
I agree with that.
No, they be wanting a reaction out of us. Like, y'all, you want me to agree with you to hype you up.
Yeah,
to make
you feel good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You want to get your pussy stretched.
Yeah.
And scratched.
But little dicks ain't bad, though. Some
how,
little dicks
how
feel
little
good.
Is little?
I'm not fucking nothing too little that I'm not going to be able to feel. But if you know what you're doing, it might.
She said too little.
Not too little, man. Mm-hmm. But you know when a dick little and it's just like, I didn't seem bigger, but he know what he doing.
Now, let me ask you this. With everything that's been happening, have you changed your taste in men?
Mm-mm.
Still the same.
I still like the same hood
niggas. Like a hood.
So you like hood niggas. Hood boogers.
Yeah.
You like guys with dreads.
She said it's a shame.
Dusty, but, you know.
Dusty, but still smell good.
Dusty, it might got a little must.
Fuzzy cornrows.
I'm just playing.
Yeah,
a little must.
I love like just straight.
He might got on yesterday's fuzzy hood. He took a shower.
Black and mild.
Like, real like, hood, like he's still in the hood, but I could bring him out. And you know, like we living good, but when we go back, you know, we still in the hood type shit.
So you don't mind because at the point that you're at, making more money than a guy.
I've been making my money, niggas.
Period.
Too.
Okay.
So it's like, just stay in your lane. I'm going to stay in my lane.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to overball on you. I
ain't going to overball on you.
I'll be at your range. I'm going to
lick them, but I ain't going to overball.
That was good, Ange.
No, we could just be at the same level. Like, I stoop to where you at.
I will stoop to win.
This is so funny. No, I'm for real. Because, nigga, like, I don't want to seem like I'm just a big baller.
It's okay. You are a big baller.
I don't mind stooping down and we could be on some just cool shit. Like, I'm not going to be, you know.
So what do you do, like, if you're, since you have more money than any guy you date, when you go out to dinner and stuff like that, do you pay? Do you?
Sometimes. I could be, ain't nothing wrong with spoiling your nigga. Because, like, if when they had their time, they'll spoil you too. So it could be a back and forth thing. That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to overdo it. Like, say I'm fucking with a millionaire. We going to be on some ball and shit. Like, I know I can turn up and do whatever I want to do. We can both spend this type of money. But if I'm fucking with a nigga that's like, you know, I'm going to spend what he can spend.
Right. Right. Hood rich.
Yeah, right. Hood rich nigga, I'm going to be on his level.
That's like, considerate.
Hey. We'll be at Applebee's getting a larger drink.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, we're going to be on
his order another 2 for $20 menu. We going over there.
We being cool today. We just regular. We chilling.
What about Coach? Can you fly Coach?
What's Coach? Regular?
Yeah, like economy.
I still be flying regular sometimes.
What about basic economy?
What's that?
Fly
what do you
Spirit.
Mean? No. What's basic
economy? So, you know, like, there's regular economy where you can get to change your seat and you can choose to upgrade. And then there's basic economy where you get whatever seat they give you. You get on the last.
Hell no.
You can't bring airlines. You can't bring no carry-on.
Okay.
Very limited, but it's like $30, $40 cheaper than a regular.
Okay. Yeah, like basic and main.
Yeah.
Okay.
We all know this because we've all done it, right?
Yeah. No, I'm sure I did it. I just didn't know what it
was. I'm not
going
to lie. I was just booking a flight to go to Miami and get Jameer. And that basic economy was 104.
Oh, that's nice.
You booked it?
Damn.
You was considering it.
But when I go to Maine, I get the free upgrade.
Yeah. Thank you, Ange. And skip lagged. Have y'all ever tried skip lagged? Has anybody done skip lagged?
So
the way the skip lagged works, right, is when you book a flight, it's really cheap because it's a layover flight. So
you
let's just say you're
part.
On, one leg of the flight. But the only thing is you cannot check your bag.
Because it'll go to wherever the
Will
flight
I still
is.
Get my miles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do?
Yes.
Well, no.
I don't think
no. Well, no, because you don't make it to your flight. Final.
But I get half my miles?
No.
No.
Oh, I can't.
No, they really don't like that for you
to do that. Of
course,
yeah.
But you got to get there really early because if you take your carry-on and you know when you get there too late,
they try to make you check it.
You can't do it.
Done.
Yeah. You're done.
No, I ain't playing like that.
I mean, you got money, so you fine. You don't have to do that.
Was I Fosper?
So I bought the Frontier Go Wild Pass.
How's that working out for you?
Girl, my flights is $15.
Oh, so you like it's working out for you.
I'll be on Frontier with my $4,000 Gucci luggage, checking it in. Like, here you go.
That's the Spirit.
Frontier.
But it's kind of the same thing.
It's very similar to Spirit.
Similar.
It's where you got to pay for your seat, pay to check your bag, pay to carry on.
Pay for water.
Everything.
And you don't get free Wi-Fi. You don't get water. They barely got
outlets. You don't get water? Free water?
No, you get free nothing.
They do have cup of noodles. Ramen noodles.
You gotta pay for that? On Spirit?
Yeah,
you pay for it, but they got the.
And they give you hot water?
No, I would eat that.
No, you don't get no water.
I would do that.
So, you know, you make sure your phone is charged and you make sure you got something to listen to where you don't need no Wi-Fi. And listen, for me, my flights is $15 for the whole year.
$15
and y'all know I come here once a week.
Great.
So I really bought it for these flights, but I went to LA, I went to Vegas, I'm trying to go to Cabo.
$15?
Yeah, and like the international flights, of course, are a little more and it depends on.
Who cares if you only pay $20?
My domestic flights have been 15, and I've been using it since April. We're in June, and I got it for the whole year.
You got your money's worth everywhere. For sure.
Yeah, I paid $600 for it.
For the year.
Yeah, for the year, and now all my flights is $15.
That's
I'm not mad at that.
That ain't bad.
That's
though.
A great.
And the other thing is, you can only have you have to pay for an actual carry on. But I found this luggage company called Takeoff Luggage where the wheels come off. Uh-huh. And when the wheels come off, the luggage fits inside of the personal space.
Okay.
So that's my thing. I've been carrying my Takeoff luggage, taking the wheels off, put that in the personal.
No,
I don't
have
to pay for no bag. I became a pro at flying economy or whatever Spirit of Frontier budget airline. Yeah. And okay. I'm going to keep rocking with them too.
As you should.
You've been on your passport shit. But let me ask you this, Sexy Red. So what's the best vacation that you've been on?
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I think my favorite trip was Jamaica.
We love Jamaica.
Yeah, some invited me to Jamaica. We was outside. It was fun.
Okay. Oh, so it was a girl's trip, though.
It was a girl's trip, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we had fun.
What about a vacation?
Have I been on a vacation? I don't think I straight been on a real vacation where, like, we was
girl, you ain't been fucked on the balcony looking at the ocean and the waves.
Girl, you got to do it, girl.
Vacations be fun, though.
Have you been in love?
Yeah.
With your baby daddy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that the only person you would say?
Yeah. I mean, I love another person too, though. You know how you can straight love two people, though?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's possible.
Sure can. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like you still got love for your baby daddy, though.
I love my baby daddy.
Yeah. To death. That's good, though, because y'all got to, you know.
Yeah, we like best friends.
That's good.
I can tell him anything.
So are you single or are you in a relationship?
I'm single.
Now?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm single, but I got a little,
you got situationships.
Little boo. Mm-hmm.
Okay, a little boo that's not your baby daddy.
Yeah.
Do you tell your son's father about him?
Hell no.
You know now.
He got to know now.
He know.
Oh, he already know.
But he don't want to hear about
he
it.
He not wanting to, because it's a long story.
Your baby daddy, does he have a girl?
He had one before he got locked up.
Okay.
Well, it wasn't his bitch, because my baby daddy, he still was coming to my house. He'll leave her house and come spend the night
ain't
with me and my
what
son.
They do, child.
Yeah, but we wasn't fucking or nothing. It would be like, I'm cooking. And he'll come over there and hang out with his family. Like, we was cool. Real
good. But he's in jail now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But at least you got some money to put on his books and everything and take it.
When he get out, I'm pulling up on him in
something nice.
Yeah, I told him we turning up when you get out. We balling out.
I love
we
that for you.
Up. Yeah.
All right, now we got to ask you this question. Have you ever had a guy eat you out while you're on your period?
Mm-hmm.
You have?
Thank you.
Wait,
you too?
Girl, you haven't?
No.
Girl, I did last night.
Niggas be so, when they love you and they just like, nah,
wait, so you put a tampon in?
No, I ain't have no tampon in.
Mm. I just took a shower.
Because you know what's
happening.
You know
what to me this and this happened.
You got that little time, for, you got that little window.
When it stop a little bit.
You just gotta.
No, but my nigga, he
did you go to Pound Town?
He just, he knew I was on my period and everything.
Oh, he knew, yeah.
Pulled my pants down, was licking my coochie.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, what it smell like? He was like, period blood.
Oh, wait.
And he still, but I was like, that's when you know a nigga really love you, like, eat it when it stink. You ain't been in the tub, they still.
I be like, hold on.
Let me take a shower.
But I got nigga. I hate that. I hate it. It did not occur. He did not occur.
I mean, like, just give me a minute, please.
Yes. What if you know the worst when you took a shit and you haven't showered yet and they want to, I'd be like,
hold on.
Yes, right.
Please give me a second.
But
they
don't
care.
But I know a nigga that don't care.
They really don't. Niggas are nasty.
Not me. I actually had to take a shit and he was just trying and I was like, yo, I cannot. If he's down there and I have to shit. He was like, yo, so why you don't? And I didn't want to tell him. I was like, yo, I don't feel good. I'm just really tired right now. I just see you tomorrow. He's like, nah, let me do that before I leave. I'm like, nigga, tomorrow. Like, wow. I was like, ain't no way.
I would have told
him. I'm like, I gotta go. And then I'll get a shower.
Told somebody that before. I did so. Like, I gotta shit.
You did.
I didn't want to say that.
But I think if you're dealing with somebody for a while, you feel comfortable enough to say, like.
If it's not nobody I'm used to, I'm not gonna say that. Yeah. Right. But if it's a nigga I'm used to, we don't care.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, are guys intimidated by you just because of your music? Like, because they think
they should be.
You said yes.
And they should be.
They is, though. I'm
she
not
is talking
even,
cash money shit.
I just be saying, I'm straightforward. I'm blunt. Right. So I guess that's what they don't like sometimes.
That's that shit.
Because they probably expect you also to be really freaky.
Yeah.
Are you?
I am freaky, though.
All right. All right, explain what you mean by so what do you do that's freaky?
I mean, I don't know. Do y'all? I know y'all probably suck toes and stuff. Y'all grown. Y'all don't suck toes?
I haven't.
I haven't either, and I've done just about everything.
That's why I know y'all done sucked some toes.
I done did about everything else, but I ain't sucked no toes.
What?
I don't like feet, though.
I've never thought about sucking a nigga's
Me
toes.
Either.
I've never thought about them. It.
Like if you already riding a dick from the back and then a feet in your face
it.
And
oh,
you
rub wow.
feet
oh,
and then you could lift the feet or something.
Nah, I've never done
it. I don't know if I can bend all the way.
Yeah, I'll rub them and stuff.
If you're fucking with a tall nigga, you probably can, but a nigga like, you know.
Or like a shorter guy, you probably can. Okay, yeah. Okay, so licking toes, what else for you?
I think it's good to lick guys where they normally aren't licked either, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or like they ticklish. Yeah. I love when a guy's like a little ticklish. If you could lick like right under where his balls are or
the
on his thigh.
The gooch.
Yeah. Also on his thigh. That, I like that, too.
The gooch.
The thigh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the thighs.
Because they be like, ooh.
They be weak.
Yeah. All right, what else?
When I got a nigga, we can do whatever. I'm with the shit.
Are you eating ass like Suki?
No, I don't eat ass, though. That's one thing.
Why? You suck toes, but you don't eat ass?
Why would
y'all eat ass?
I have.
But don't suck toes.
I didn't say I wouldn't do it. I said I haven't.
But ain't never sucked no toes, but you ate some ass. That's far.
Teacher, you got to suck a toe now.
That's far.
Yeah, I think he's coming now. Right. Leave a little.
I haven't even asked.
Okay, Gigi fucks with women also. You ever suck a girl's toes?
I never suck the girl's toes.
Now, that's surprising. I feel like women, we have better
feet. Come out my pussy, but I ain't. I would do it.
I'd rather the toes than
I would. Like, say we scissoring her feet up in the air. I might lick it. I just ain't did it yet.
Have y'all ever sucked a nigga dick as he took it out your ass?
No.
I'm not doing that.
I've never had it in my ass.
That's so funny. I was just about to ask you. Why do you like
that?
Now
you listen to things you don't do. I haven't.
Yeah, I haven't.
I'm saying, that's freaky.
Have you done that?
I haven't even had it.
No.
No, you haven't.
She won't
done
do it. That's but you freaky. Like anal.
No, I never did. I mean, I tried it, but it hurts.
It hurts. So. Yeah, I can't. Okay, I'm with you there. I can't do it.
But you don't mind them fingering you in your asshole.
No, that's cool.
Okay. But that's kind of so uncomfortable boring. Too. I don't really like that.
That's uncomfortable too. Ball though.
Ball whenever me, anybody's ever done time. That to me, it made me have to shit.
No,
it do make you. It stop up all your hoes. Like if they already got the stuff in there, and then you stop up the butt. It's like, okay, hold on now.
I don't know, y'all. It feel good to me.
Do you like anal?
I don't love it. Mm-hmm. But I'll do it.
Okay.
But not with a real big dick.
Yeah, like a small, medium.
That's what I'm saying.
Medium. Extra medium. We can go with extra medium. Yeah.
Medium.
We can go with extra medium. But no big old dick, we
that's
can't
not
do that.
Happening. I'm scared to get hemorrhoids from, because they say you can also develop hemorrhoids.
Well, oh constipation.
Okay. Yeah, and I already had, from Jameer, my pregnancy from Jameer. That's when I developed,
you don't
really
want to
bad constipation.
That again.
Mm-hmm. So I could only imagine, like, oh, Dios mio.
Ooh, that stuff hurt during the constipation.
What?
Because
I was eight months pregnant. Ooh, and I remember sitting. Mm. And it's like, you know,
you
it's
were
there.
Constipated at 8 months when you were 8 months pregnant?
Oh, yeah.
And I was on the toilet. I was crying.
Yeah.
It hurts. Yeah. It's like a baby coming
and
out.
And then
your
I was
butt.
Like laying down. Like then no. I would leave the bathroom, go to the bed, and I'm laying down and I'm just like, oh my God.
And it's
God.
Like you feel it right there. And right. It's like you can't see it.
I'll be trying to rock on the toilet. Oh my
God. No, that's how you gotta bend your legs
I tried to open my booty hole like while I was sitting there.
Nothing worked.
Yeah, you could try to stick your finger up there.
No,
y'all, because
that's why I'm saying sticking a finger in your butt is what will make you shit. That's why
no, I'm guy. Trying to get to get it to come out. No, because that's what happened to me,
sex,
like
Angela.
Oh,
No, not during sex. No, have y'all ever got fucked in the ass and then y'all was constipated? Like, y'all, it hurted your ass? Like,
I haven't been able to do it. I haven't
done
it.
Yeah, I haven't done anal.
I've never, thank God, I've never had a bad anal experience. No, every time has been great.
So how do you prep for it?
The time when I rolled it and spun around on it and didn't even know that I can do that. That was back when I was drinking tequila.
You spun around in your ass?
Girl, turn around with that dick still inside. Yes, I did.
You was doing what Tony to flip over.
Yes, I was in the ass. It was amazing.
What's your favorite position, Sexy Red?
I like laying down and then they be on top. Because I like to look
like at missionary?
The, yeah.
And you like to kiss?
Yeah.
During?
I just like to look at the, you know, because
you
can
see their face.
Yeah, and
face,
you can see like how they motions and stuff.
I like
looking
at
all their bodies and stuff, like just look at what they doing, you know.
That's nice. You get to feel his arms too while he's up there.
Grab his chest.
Let me ask you guys a question. Do you prefer for them when they do a missionary to hold your legs open in a V or put it up?
It depends on the dick.
On the leg, on the shoulder.
When it's big, I don't like when they close my leg and put
Because you
back.
Can feel it more.
It depends. Everything about it, the length, the girth, if it has a curve or not, like all of that matters.
Yeah.
You like a curve. I can tell the way she said curve.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm like very flexible, so I can like hold my own legs back behind my ears and that whole thing. But if the dick ain't hitting right the way I need it to while I'm in that position, then I would rather switch.
Yeah.
What about women? Have you been with women?
Yeah, one time, but it wasn't.
Oh, you said that like you ain't like it.
I don't like girls.
Same. Mm-hmm.
I can't get with the program.
What made you do it then?
Right.
Just to try.
Out of curiosity.
Just
was it a threesome or was it just like.
Was it who?
Was it a threesome or was it just like a drunk homegirl night?
Just me and her just chilling on some shit. I was scared as fuck.
That's like a porn.
Yeah.
Hey, girl, you ever kissed a girl?
Yeah, and she was gay, and I wasn't. So I was like,
She was going hard. She was going for it.
Yeah.
I think, honestly, out of all of the. I've been with. Not tons, but I've been with my fair share of other women in threesomes and not in threesomes. And I don't think I've ever been with like a real like lesbian. I think it's always been a situation where it was just
y'all just doing something.
Did she eat you out?
Yeah.
Did you like it? Because they say women eat.
She did not know what she was doing.
Oh. Wow. And she was always gay. It's a bad experience.
Wow.
See, they said
would you try it again?
Mm-mm. That was a wasted one.
I maybe like with a bad
better person. Yeah, maybe should have had
maybe a threesome.
Yeah. If I had a threesome, it would be with two niggas.
You would do that? Okay.
She said.
She's giving AJ Johnson on the couch.
I know.
That sounds like some birthday shit.
Hello.
That's like a lot of work, though. What is going to happen if you have two niggas? What are you, explain what the scenario is going to be.
They just going to turn me out, slip me out.
Slip me out.
Yeah.
All right.
And turn me up.
That's fair.
And I feel like, I don't know, because I remember one time I seen this porn. The girl, she had two niggas and they both were just like kissing all on her. And she was just like.
Yes. Like a princess.
Yes. They were just sucking her toes. Just
that sounds
stuff.
Fun.
And she was just loving it.
That's how AJ, love this that's how AJ Johnson made it sound.
That sounds fun. How she described it sounds fun.
Yeah, for real. And she was like she'd be kissing the other one and the other one was just kissing all on her body. Then the other one would flip her and she was just like going back and forth having fun with their ass.
That's some boss shit. Mm-hmm.
That's how niggas be feeling.
Yeah. Right.
Listen, I feel like, and guys are going to be so mad about this because you know what guys say? Two men is a train.
Yeah, that's a train. Yeah. I don't think that's a train.
It's not. Because it's not like it's a threesome.
It's a threesome,
threesome, period.
A threesome is a threesome.
A train is like a threesome. People take turns.
Three people.
Mm. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. Now, I love me a quick nachos. Because it's been hard for me to do like quickies, even though I would love to. But sometimes I feel cheated.
Okay.
Like if the sex is too quick, is there ever like a too quick for you?
Yes. Like if y'all get to nut and they already nutting, you'd be like, I wasn't ready to stop.
How often can you nut like every time you have sex?
Probably not. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it depends. I think it depends on the nigga, right? Like if he turn you on,
it probably does depend on the
he
guy.
Gonna have your coochie wet every time.
Not your lip gloss with a light on it.
I love that.
When you in the club.
Let me see.
At
that's
night.
Yours?
That's from her line.
No,
is
no, my friend gave me this lip gloss. Okay.
You still have your line, though, of lip gloss?
Yeah.
Sold out real quick.
Yeah,
can you tell us the names of those lip glosses, just so people could hear this?
Okay, so one of them is called Coochie Juice. It's clear with silver glitter.
Silver sparkles.
Oh, yes.
It's cute. One of them is called pussy pink. It's, I mean, obviously of course, pink with pink glitter and stuff. Mm-hmm. Got a cute shade and it smells good. One of them called gonorrhea is green.
Oh my
God. You know what? For the discharge.
Yeah. One of them is called yellow discharge.
Oh my goodness.
Because y'all bitches be having yellow discharge.
Yeah.
One of them is called nut and it's cream, a cream color.
Of course
and it
is.
Got like the little white glitter. It's cute. It's cute.
Which one was the best seller?
Nut and nut and coochie juice because no, coochie juice
is clear.
It's
like clear. Everybody
gonna buy that. But I got one booty hole brown, sex on my period.
Mm-hmm. I got the red one.
Sex on my period.
Yeah, it's red with red glitter.
See, that's everybody that has sex on their period.
I love this.
Yeah, I love it too. Shit, they was hating bad. I'm like, y'all hoes be having that shit, so why not just support it?
Do you have, you've had sex on your period before?
Of course. Okay.
Yeah, if she got eaten out, she did.
Of course. Y'all have sex?
Of course. I only could have sex on my period if it's like when it's super light. Yeah. I can't do it on the heavy day.
I gotta
it's
do it at the beginning or at the end.
Yeah,
I don't give a hell.
Because it's like a massacre after that. You got to put something down. I've done it. Like, you got to put a towel under
it's
you.
It's a whole situation, yeah.
Because you just be so horny on your period because you know you can't do nothing. And
I just
be
had
ready.
Some, oh, shit, you put my period down. Sex.
Yes. No, them 2 weeks, for me, them 2 weeks before my period.
What you be acting
horny.
Like?
My dildo is a motherfucker. Like, I be horny as shit.
You miss twice?
What? For me, it's like the 3 to 5 days before.
Yeah, me too. Just be
like, 2 weeks is a long time before.
Yeah.
2 weeks before.
That's how like 3 to 5 days before, I'd be like, ooh, girl.
Yeah, I must be finna
something
come
about
on,
to happen. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
There ain't no way.
And in a relationship,
it'd be like out of nowhere, too. Like,
how many times a week would you say is a good amount of time to have sex when you're in a relationship? Every day or?
I mean, every day or every other day.
Okay.
So you don't get bored or worn out. Like, y'all gotta miss each other sometimes.
Right. Yeah.
But sometimes, I don't know, when I be with my niggas, baby, we can do it like 3 times a day. That's only if I like you. Like, if we turn each other on and we just be like on it every time, that's different.
And that's only if you got the day off, too.
Right.
Yeah, you gotta have
the
day off.
Time to be able to go 3 times.
You ain't got no days off right now.
You ain't getting on 3 rounds when you ain't, you busy like that.
No, I make it happen now, honestly.
Well, the album is called The Hood Hottest Princess. Mm-hmm. How you feeling and how they treating you in St. Louis?
They love me. I'm the queen. I'm the queen of the Lou.
I know that's right.
I really am. They respect me out there.
That's great.
Yeah. Because they know I'm just, like, they know I don't give a fuck. Like, sexy for president. For real.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
You still live in St. Louis?
I do. I got a house out there, but I ain't been out there in months.
Okay. You miss home?
Yes, I do.
Where are you mostly?
In Miami and traveling.
Okay.
What part of Miami are you staying in?
I don't know. I don't live out there. It's just like
tell people that. She lived there, so that's
I lived there.
Oh no. I don't even know. But I'm ready to go back to St. Louis.
Yeah.
For real.
Out of all the traveling you've done, where would you say is like your favorite place to be? Besides home, of course.
I like New York. I'd be ready to come to New York. And before I was even steady getting booked to come out here, I was like, I want to go to New York so bad and shop and do this and that. And then that's when
is it everything you dreamed it would be?
Huh?
Is it everything you dreamed it would be?
Yeah, I've been to New York before years ago, but this one
it's
I was
different
just broke.
The way you move. It's different. You move now.
New York is
it's
so different when you
now.
Have money.
When you got money in motion, is you
way different.
You meeting people, you seeing shit. But when I was down here broke and ain't have, I was just looking at it like, dang, this is a big city. I can't wait to, come down here.
Yeah. That's good. Are you happy?
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take?
How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Yeah, I'm happy. Real happy.
Yeah?
Yeah, I am.
Taking care of the family and everything?
Mm-hmm. It's like that's stress, like some stress off your back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
How do you, you know, manage having a child and working? And
it'd be hard, man.
Your support system. What's your support system?
It'd be hard because at first it used to be my baby daddy helping me, mm-hmm. but then he got locked up.
When's he coming home?
I don't know. He mm-hmm. just got locked up earlier this year, when okay. Right before Poundtown dropped. But it be hard sometimes, but I got my mama helping, and I got his mama and his family.
Okay.
That's good.
So you got a village.
Yeah, I got a village. Cause, and they know I need help because they see I'm working, my baby daddy incarcerated. They like, we want to help you anyway.
That's
like,
good.
You
That's
got a
good.
Lot going on.
He never got mad about any of the songs or any of the lyrics. Never.
My
he
baby daddy know I'm crazy.
Yeah.
He know I'm crazy.
He know the vibes.
He know. I'm his ghetto baby mama. He be like, oh, why I gotta have a ghetto baby mama? His
but
family
that's
know
good.
That.
It was his idea for you to actually, you know, do all of this. Like, when he heard the song. I think that's good, though. That's supportive.
He be saying that. He be like, He be like, you only make the best songs when I do something. Because, like, he'll cheat on me or we'll get in the high
some shit.
And then I'll go write a song about it. And them do be the best
them
songs.
Be the ones.
Because we all can relate.
Them heartbreak songs.
The real shit. Mm-hmm.
You ever got into a fight with another girl over him?
Hell yeah. I didn't beat hella bitches up for
you know what?
Hella's a lot.
Hella bitches. I didn't fuck them bitches' cars over his ass.
Oh, my God.
I didn't almost kill the bitch over my baby daddy.
No.
Oh
Lord, girl.
Now that's
you
too much.
You can't be moving like this now. Niggas, you too popping.
Y'all know bitches will make y'all ready to crash out over y'all.
You know, and that's the worst. I'm going to be honest with you.
Bitches
that's when you realize
like
somebody's not for you. When you start acting out of character and you're like, why am I doing this?
Why am I having these thoughts about killing a bitch over you?
Yeah, that's crazy. So it's like, this is a toxic situation, mm-hmm. and I can't do this. But some people, like, for a period of time, some people have the best sex in toxic situations.
Yeah.
Are you like that?
Yep.
But
I can relate.
When you get out of it, you realize that shit ain't fun no more. Like, I feel like when I was younger, it was like that. But then when you like, I don't have time for this shit. When you got a lot to lose too, when you have a lot on the line, you like, I can't put myself, you know, and I can't be with nobody that would have me in a fucked up situation.
That's when you get mature and you really think like, nah, I can't.
Well, it's also draining too.
Yeah.
It is.
Right.
I remember, I ain't gonna lie, my baby daddy had me losing weight before. Like, I was real skinny, just stressed out, not eating. Couldn't eat because I used to just be sad thinking about, like, he out cheating on me right now. And right. I knew it, but it was like, it's nothing I can do about it.
Wow. Well, now you big sexy. You know what I'm saying?
That part.
It feel good though, because now you like, well, you could have been with me, but you know, instead.
Yeah, but he know he's still in because I'm his baby mama. Like,
right.
Y'all got that connected.
Yeah, we still got a bond.
He did.
He hit the jackpot.
He definitely did.
He definitely did. Mm-hmm. Sexy Red, y'all baby mama. Yeah, he be using me. Like, when he used to sell his weed, he used to be like, yeah, this was Sexy Red smoke. I'm her baby daddy. Like, going around saying, damn money. I was like, shut the fuck up. Well, I'll be in the car with him and he'll be over there walking to the car selling some weed to somebody to try to make them buy some more. He'll be like, my baby mom in the car, you want to take a picture with her?
Oh my God.
I was like, you are so fucking lame, bro. Don't be bringing people to this car.
But he is a hustler.
Yeah.
You like that.
And I help him. I'm like, oh, okay, fine.
Come on, let me take the picture.
He's like, baby mom, I'm trying to get the, come on. Like, oh my God.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Listen, what kind of guys are in your DMs now, though? Anybody
all
good?
All kinds.
All of them.
Anybody good, though?
Cheaters. These niggas be some cheaters. They be having girlfriends in it. Like, listen, it be I famous couples, too. I'll be like, oh, shit. But I ain't messy like that. Like, I ain't going to do nobody like that in the industry.
Okay. They probably seen that video. I was like, hit her up.
What video?
That pussy, bitch.
That let
pussy
me see that shit.
I seen that pussy.
I mean, you know. But even before that, like, I don't know. I guess I'm new in the game or whatever. And they seeing me, they like, oh, this is, I don't know. Niggas like hood bitches for real.
And yes, they do. And they talking that shit and they and listening. The shit,
yes.
They, like they want to see what it's hitting for.
They like, I want to come
you,
on her
they
ass.
They fucking with me. I ain't going to lie.
Would you date a rapper?
Yeah, I would. But I wouldn't take them serious.
Yeah.
I would never take things, these rap
situation
serious.
Situationship.
I don't fuck with them. Yeah, have fun with them, go out, but I don't see me like straight really? Saying, oh, I go with this rapper. Like,
and can they take you serious?
No.
Exactly.
They
you having fun now.
Right.
I'm living, baby. I want to fuck with all y'all.
Listen, you young, you popping. Live your life. Your fun. Do what you going to do.
I'm going to fuck with all they ass.
But for the ladies, Hood Hottest Princess, when I tell you we enjoy that so much.
Mm-hmm.
For the guys,
period.
You know.
They going to hate anyway, but it's not for them.
That's not right.
Yeah. It's for the ladies to pop
their
shit.
I literally make it for my girls. I empower my girls, and that's why the niggas don't like it. They be like, they be in my inbox. You sexy red, my bitch, listen to your music. You got her doing me like this. You got her, she walking around the house doing this. You changed my bitch. I'm like, well,
she changed her.
That's good. Shit, they need a. They
she
need
saw the light, Caroline.
Okay. But you know, guys, like you said, guys do it all the time.
Yeah.
Yep. Guys make songs that.
And for decades, been. Yeah.
And we
bitches,
actually be singing along to the shit. And
right? Talk about fucking them. Talk about how they fuck these bitches.
So
and
why
bitch.
We can't talk about the same thing? Because we like dick just as much as all like pussy.
Exactly. Period. They think that we is not human or something. Like, yep. I say, we all human. We like to fuck just
we
like y'all
the
like
the
fuck.
Same urges.
We be wanting to cheat just like y'all when y'all say y'all can't control y'all cheating. Bitch, we can't control it either, but we do.
I think women are better cheaters.
We're just respectful with it. We're cats.
Yeah, we know
you
how to can't
hide
cheat
our
respectfully.
Shit.
Let's be clear.
You can.
Yeah. Like there's disrespectful cheating, and then there's respectful cheating.
If you're not giving a fuck and putting it in the next motherfucker face, that's just bold.
Disrespectful cheating is like fucking somebody, family member, they friends,
somebody
the
they know.
Yeah,
see, what I'm saying that's disrespect. Do it with a bitch I don't even know. Like, so
yeah, that's respectful.
And fucking a bitch that just don't have no respect for herself.
Nah, cheat
at all.
Like
or
we
just
said before.
Nah, cheat damn.
A messy,
disrespectful is also like you buying presents and spending time.
Taking giving
trips.
Money, that's wrong.
Yeah, giving money.
Kissing them.
Yeah,
all around mouth, family, mouth,
like if you gonna cheat, but if you gonna and eating coochie, I feel like that's taking.
Now you going too far.
Like now you eating this bitch pussy too? Yeah, y'all fucking raw. Oh nah, baby.
Yeah, now you going too far.
Now y'all might as well be together, cause baby,
you cause baby, don't nobody want no chlamydia.
Okay.
Do you see yourself getting married ever?
Nah, no more. How these niggas be acting? Hell no! Nah. Everybody cheat on everybody.
She's like, after seeing my DMs, I'm good.
No, everybody. It's like you could try to be faithful, but it's like I just. Married people cheat, so it's like, what's the point of even getting married now? I didn't see married niggas cheat, so it's like, it crushed my dream.
Have you seen anybody in a relationship where no one cheated?
Ever?
Never.
See, that's fucked up.
I never seen
it. It is a rare thing.
It's a I never, like, when occurrence. People be saying they faithful, I be like, stop lying.
Well, my friend's husband, he didn't cheat. She cheated, but he didn't.
For real.
Well, that just...
I cried when they... I was like, wait, what happened? You
know what
were
I think?
The best...
I think it's when it could be when you get older, like as you get older and people, I always say this, but my ex-boyfriend, his mom told me, because I call him cheating. She was like, let me tell you something. His stepfather didn't stop cheating on me until he was too old and tired to cheat. And I was like, well, I'm not waiting for that.
Exactly. That's how my
heart you. That sounds whack.
Yeah. Thank you, but.
Because she wanted me to stay and like stay. And I was like, I'm not waiting for that to happen. But I do think that right now, you know, you 25 years old?
Yeah, that's what I was just saying. We young. We living our life. We going to run into people that we find attractive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We still living. So, you know, like.
Have you had guys buying you things just like spontaneously that you never even mess with?
I ain't never really had nobody like straight spoil me for
real. Really? You need that.
I know. Yeah. I ain't never had that. Like,
it's
I'm
such
really
a good feeling.
It is. Yeah. I'm waiting on one of my famous rich friends to just say, come on, just let me take you shopping. Let me you wanna have this right. car? I don't even drive this car. You wanna
listen, it's gonna happen.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Baby giving me gifts and shit, but I ain't never had nobody straight take me out. But I get gifts. Like mm-hmm. I done got some nice ass gifts.
Like what?
I get designer purses. I get designer bracelets, Cartier mm-hmm. bracelets, watches.
Those are nice gifts.
Like, yeah. I get gifts. They give me gifts. I get clothes. I get all kind of shit. But mm-hmm. I ain't never had nobody say, let me take you to the mall. You just get whatever you
whatever
want.
Whatever you want, right.
Like, I never had, I mm-hmm. want that yeah. so bad.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever had nobody like take me to the mall right. and be like, yeah, whatever you want.
That'd be so fun.
I had somebody send me to a store where their credit card was on file.
Oh,
that's nice.
And when I came back with, I probably spent, I don't know, maybe $20,000. And he was like, that's all you got? I thought you
were going to Oh my gosh. I'd be like,
so the next day we went back to the mall and I
would have bought a car.
Oh,
nice. I would have bought a car.
I would have bought a car in the mall. They do be having that.
I would have bought a mother
cars in the mall.
Car.
Little models. Run it
I
up.
Put down on the car.
Run it up, baby.
Nah, for real. But I done had some rappers that tried to fly me out and say, like, don't bring no clothes, no, just bring
your
suitcase.
Just come with your mm-hmm. purse.
Yeah, but that kind of stuff don't move me. Like, it don't move
so
me.
So what does move you?
If I like you or if we ride, you know, we cool, then yeah. But niggas, they be trying to offer me shit. I just ain't had the one I like. If it's a nigga I like, and he's talking that shit, damn right.
Send me the confirmation.
That
number.
Is so true.
Send me the tail number.
It's mm-hmm. a big difference. A guy who you really like being mm-hmm. on you, now that's yeah. a fantasy. Now, a guy yeah. who you don't really like being on you is annoying.
Yeah, sure. It's harassing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's harassing. And when they don't get the point, because I just feel like, they don't get it. Like, you feel the energy. Like, I could tell when the energy is reciprocated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But men don't. Like, I had this one guy, still texting me to this day. And I'm like, yo.
I think they just don't care.
And I've had the conversation, like, listen, I'm not into you in the way you're into me. Mm-hmm. We can be
friends.
That's
going to make them try even harder.
Oh, it's so annoying.
Yeah, remember that
guy
that used to send
harder.
Me gifts all
yes,
the time?
I
oh,
remember.
My God. I was like, all right, that's enough.
Yeah.
He's like, why Angela don't want my?
I'd be like, listen.
See? So harassment. Harassment at its finest.
But let that be somebody you like. You'd be like, thank you.
Right.
Ooh, you'd be like, ooh. And it could be something so tiny.
Right.
He sent the rose.
So meaningful.
For real though, yeah.
Well, is there anything else that you want us to know before you know, we know that the project is out.
Yeah.
So we're excited
well,
for that.
Well, it's not out yet. It drops tomorrow.
But it will be by the time.
Yeah, it's going to be out. Yes.
It's out.
I feel like I see acting.
Hood's Hottest Princess.
In your future.
Right, that's what I was going to ask.
What do you see for yourself?
I see everything. I'm open to whatever, like. I'll be on TV, movies.
You definitely have to continue with the cosmetics.
Yeah, yes. I'm going to start a big cosmetic
line. That shit is sold out. You know what I'm saying? We got to make sure we get that.
The creative name she got.
I want a cosmetic. I want to start a fashion line. Mm-hmm. I got all kind of, like, I'm real creative. I could start a cookbook, just stuff I cook, and then they do what I do. Like, I don't know. I'm just...
I feel like you need like a wig line.
That's what I'm saying. All kind of nails. Because I be wearing crazy nails, and people be... I ain't got them on right now. But when I got them on, it's going to be some extra ghetto, like
extra
off
ghetto.
The wall shit just to make you look at them like, let me see them nails.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I like being extra.
Head turning.
We like it for you. And
thanks.
That's what people love about you. So yes. I just want to say on lip service, we appreciate you. We appreciate your music.
Yes. Thank you.
We vibe to it. We love it.
And we're proud of you as well.
Thank you. Thanks mm-hmm. for having me.
I'm about
I've been wanting to come on here. You've been going, me too.
As soon as I leave here.
Me too. Oh, God.
Well, Sexy Red, thank you so much for coming through. And anytime you need us, you know we're there.
Yes. Thanks, guys.
Lip service.
Cheers. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy. And we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.